Chapter 3 Eskelgorov stirred on his couch and opened one eye as Limar Ponyets entered the heavily reinforced door. It boomed shut behind him. Gorov sputtered and came to his feet.
Ponyets! They sent you?
Pure chance, said Ponyets bitterly, or the work of my own personal malevolent demon. Item 1, you get into a mess on a scone. Item 2, my sales route, as known to the Board of Trade, carries me within 50 parsecs of the system at just the time of item 1. Item 3, we've worked together before and the board knows it. Isn't that a sweet, inevitable setup? The answer just pops out of a slot. Be careful, said Gorov tautly. There'll be someone listening. Are you wearing a field distorter? Ponyets indicated the ornamented bracelet that hugged his wrist, and Gorov relaxed. Ponyets looked about him. The cell was bare but large. It was well lit, and it lacked offensive odors. He said, Not bad. They're treating you with kid gloves. Gorov brushed the remark aside.
Listen, how did you get down here?
I've been in strict solitary for almost 2 weeks. Ever since I came, huh? Well, it seems the old bird who's boss here has his weak points. He leans toward pious speeches, so I took a chance that worked. I'm here in the capacity of your spiritual advisor. There's something about a pious man such as he. He will cheerfully cut your throat if it suits him, but he will hesitate to endanger the welfare of your immaterial and problematical soul. It's just a piece of empirical psychology. A trader has to know a little of everything. Gorov's smile was sardonic. And you've been to theological school as well. You're all right, Ponyets. I'm glad they sent you. But the Grand Master doesn't love my soul exclusively. Has he mentioned a ransom? The trader's eyes narrowed. He hinted, barely. And he also threatened death by gas. I played safe and dodged. It might easily have been a trap. So it's extortion, is it? What is it he wants?
Gold.
Gold? Ponyets frowned. The metal itself? What for? It's their medium of exchange.
Is it?
And where do I get gold from?
Wherever you can. Listen to me. This is important. Nothing will happen to me as long as the Grand Master has the scent of gold in his nose.
Promise it to him, as much as he asks for. Then go back to the Foundation, if necessary, to get it. When I'm free, we'll be escorted out of the system, and then we part company.